Our gospel for this day comes to us from the 13th chapter of the gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. These lessons were specifically chosen for this time and this place. This is after the washing of the feet. And Jesus has a point to make. It's a teachable moment. After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right." Here I thought I was getting a gift. "And you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." The gospel of our Lord. Praise you, O Christ. Please be seated. Very bravely, this person said she doesn't do a lot of public speaking, other than the TED Talks and other classes that she normally leads in front of very, very smart people. So congratulations, you are now officially very, very smart people. But I would like to call forward Dr. Kim Ogden. Her formal title is Professor and the Head of the Department of Chemical and Environmental Engineering at the University of Arizona. Come on up, Kim. Take a deep breath. You're normally up here as an assisting minister, so... But now you get to talk about yourself. I know. Would you introduce yourself a little bit more to everyone so they know you a little bit better as the person and child of God?
So I've been at the University of Arizona for about 30 years, been a member of this church for close to that as well. And I am both a professor, I do research, I'm not teaching right now, and a lot of service and administration and... that's what I do.
Well, yeah, and you also have, Greg.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got Greg, and then you have to, keep him in line.
Correct.
And then you got Matt and Dave.
Correct.
And Matt's, currently in Milwaukee.
Correct.
And Dave's in town working
Correct.
For Raytheon.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so how do you, your normal day, this is about faith and daily life, so how do you start your day?
I start my day by walking my obnoxious dog, Sam, and I'm very fortunate every morning when I get to see some of my brothers and sisters in faith, like Mike Gorsmo and Sandy Gazzetti, and get to wave to them. It just starts the day, and I'm off right. They're already going to work. I'm just walking the dog.
So what's it like when you actually get to work after you've got Sam's energy walked off?
So the best part of my day is I spend a lot of time with graduate students, and I do that one-on-one. And they're usually working on thesis and research projects and things like that. Sorry, my back's to some of you. I just realized that. That's a little awkward. That's the best part of the day. So a student will come in, and they'll, give me some results or something, some graphs. We'll talk about things, and the best part is that whole discussion that we have together where they're saying, "This is what I found, this is us," and I'm like, "Well, this doesn't make as much sense, but this looks great. What do we think?" And we just have a dialogue and a conversation, and then we work together to see what's next to try to understand the science that we're doing. And I learn as much from them every day as I hope they learn some from me, and that's what the best part of it is that whole dialogue and really just getting into it, really, I like engineering, I like math, just really getting into the science and the projects and the data that we obtain, or they obtain, and I help interpret.
Well, you're teaching, they're doing the work, they're doing the research, yes, that makes sense. So it sounds like you end up getting very connected with the students, and I would think that it would probably go deeper than just, looking at charts and graphs and here's your research. Can you tell you more about how that relationship goes?
Sometimes they tell me more than I think I should know. there can be TMI or whatever when you just ask how their weekend was or whatever. that I can tell you. And then you get It's hard because then you have to stay in that professor-student difference. And I don't know, sometimes that's very hard for me, is how much to know about their personal life and what to say or not say. It I don't know, I find myself on a line sometimes, and then I'm just like...
It almost sounds like dealing with family kind of things, you know. I mean, seriously, I mean, the fact of what you can, I mean, is you're, both your boys are grown, there's, you can always tell them, but you can't tell them much kind of thing in some cases, but how, you know, that probably affects the same way you deal with your students, is they're adults, and.
Yeah, but we do really try to take care of each other a lot, so... We work really hard as our department to have a home for the chemical and environmental engineers within the whole big university. So there's like 40,000 students at the university. And I don't know what we have. I should know. About 300 students in our programs. And so we really try to make it so that they have a home within that whole university. And I'll give you an example of things that happen sometimes. So one morning I was... getting my email, and I get an email from a professor, and it's like, I haven't seen such and such graduate student in a while. Have you heard from him? And I'm worried. I'm like, no. And then another faculty walked in, and I had kind of said that to her, and she's like, oh, yeah, there is a problem, but the students told me that he checked himself into the hospital. And so then I could go back and say, well, this person is safe. And then not like at half an hour later, two other graduate students came in that don't know me that well. I don't know all of them that well. They don't work for me. And they came in and they're like, we haven't seen so-and-so. We're really worried. You know, it's whatever. And then I could just, again, you have to draw that line, but I could just say he's safe. You know, so that you know, you can't, you're not supposed to tell personal information or whatever, just like you can't tell us all personal information. You get that. So, but that's kind of how we are. We just really... are looking out for everybody in the major, and right now there's a lot more students in depression and things like that than ever before, so it's even more important to kind of take care of each other and watch for each other when you see changes in their behavior.
And it's got to become, I mean, not only are they, I mean, sometimes you've used the word family in discussion with me about how you try to look out for each other, but it's a very odd family. You know, it's a family that's made up of a lot of different people who may come from different places, have different backgrounds, have different faith traditions and stuff like that. How does that work for you to be able to negotiate those things?
Is that last question that
nope,
I said not, was
well,
hard?
Yes, kind of.
He gave me some questions in advance. Some of them are more challenging than others.
Some questions? All of them.
I think... it is a blend of students, and you have to really, the biggest thing now is trying to find an inclusive and safe environment for all students that we have. And believe it or not, engineers are, well, it's not unreasonable that we're accredited things, but one of our new accreditation things is to verify that you have an inclusive and safe environment for all your students. This is new. We're just going to have to start evaluating for this. And that's what you try to do, is make sure that everybody can have a voice. Like, you don't tell people a question stupid or a, you know, whatever. Or, and then on a team, that you have inclusivity in the team from the diversity that you have, that everybody participates. That sounds lovely, but it's hard.
It sounds like the trying to extend grace and the difficulties of dealing with the application of grace when people. So how does, well, that's what we say we are, you know, to show grace. How does what you do here, how does your, you know, the walk that you have with God impact your walk alongside and with that family?
Well, that's why I picked that Bible verse. Sorry, Nancy, it was so long. But that I really try to think that all the people I work with are there for a reason, and each of them has a special place and a gift. And it's not always easy. Sometimes there are difficult faculty members or colleagues as well, as you might realize, and you go to training for crucial conversations and try to find your common ground or whatever, but I also think of it in terms of my faith and finding that that's why I like that Bible verse a lot, is that everybody has something to offer, or else they wouldn't be there. And we all, sometimes it's hard to find that, but the majority of the people, it's very easy to find that, and then we're stronger together as a unit than separate.
And it sounds like if you have an orientation and a thought process that people have a place, that they're connected, they have value, it's a little easier to keep trying when you have to dig a little harder.
Correct. And it's also realizing that not every faculty member has to do the same thing. Some are better in the classroom, some are better with freshmen, some are better with graduate students. Just understanding the gifts that they have and allowing them to succeed doing those things as a whole department.
So what do you think your gifts are in that? Other than being willing to put up with this line of questioning and do all of this, you don't need to answer. One of the things I will affirm for you is the fact that you do have a heart for, you know, for your colleagues and for your students, that as much as it's sometimes a labor, it's a labor of love to love your neighbor as yourself and everything else like that. And I'm overjoyed to see the ways in which you do take your faith out, even though you struggle to put words to it. But thank you for coming and sharing a bit of your experience of walking in faith. Blessings to you, Kim, on all you do as you go forward. The sermon time has ended. Remember, God loves you. And that's true. And so do I.